Hey everyone, it's your girl Nora Natish, and we are back with another episode of the NFL Digest. We are going to discuss the week six games. Guys, it's been a rough 6 weeks for Giants fans. For us, for Giants fans, I mean me. For me, I mean all New York that roots for the Giants. It's just been hard. It's been horrible. We're not going to even talk about the Giants and Rams game, but I'm just going to start off by saying all the players that got hurt, I hope you guys a speedy and successful recovery. That's what I hope. Because I know this is not our year. This is definitely a time to make some change type of year, okay? Because man, oh man, it's bad. It's bad, New York. Jets too. It's bad for the Jets too. But shout out to the Bills. Shout out to the Bills. So let's get to the games. We're gonna start with the Buccaneers and Eagles game, the Thursday night football game. This game was bonkers, y'all. Bonkers. Because it was so close. So close. The Eagles had a comeback that I wasn't expecting. I put it that way. So let's start with our man, Tom Brady. He threw for 297 yards, had two touchdowns, one interception, and completed 34 out of 42 of his attempts. Jalen Hurts, he threw for 115 yards, completed 12 out of 26 of his completions, had one touchdown, one interception. This game was evenly matched quarterback-wise, you can see. Well, it's not throwing-wise, but you know what I mean. Miles Sanders, He led in rushing yards with 9 carries for 56 yards. Leonard Fournette had 22 carries for 81 yards and 2 touchdowns. Antonio Brown led in receiving yards for the Bucs with 9 receptions for 93 yards and 1 touchdown. Quez Watkins led for rushing receiving yards for the Eagles with 3 receptions for 44 yards. The Buccaneers started this game pretty dominant. They were doing pretty well the first half. They put up 21 points in the first. Well, let's get to it. Let's just break it down. So in the first quarter, O.J. Howard caught a 2-yard pass from Tom Brady, which resulted in a touchdown that Ryan sucked up, kicked extra point, making it 7-0. Zach Ertz caught a 5-yard pass from Jalen Hurts, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Jake Elliott kicked extra point, made it 7-7. With 31 seconds left in the first quarter, Antonio Brown caught a 23-yard pass from Tom Brady, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Ryan Succop kicked the extra point, making it 14-7. Now we're going to go into the second quarter. Pretty much this second quarter was very defensive heavy. They were shutting down the offense up until the last minute and 56 seconds of the second quarter, where Leonard Fournette had a 2-yard run for a Buccaneers touchdown. Ryan Succop took care of the business and kicked extra point, making it 21-7. Going into half. If you are, if you're Eagles fan, you're like, all right, we still got, second half of the game. Nothing to worry about. No stress. And then 5 minutes left in the third quarter, Leonard Fournette had a 1-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Ryan Succop kicked the extra point, making it 28-7. You're like, ooh, now this game's getting kind of funny. But they're only down by 3 touchdowns. So we'll see what can happen. And that's what happened. Jalen Hurts had a 6-yard run for a touchdown with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left on the third quarter clock. Then Jake Elliott kicked the extra point, making it 14-28. Oof, that means anything can happen in the fourth. Both offenses were not getting things started until 5 minutes and 54 seconds left on the clock, where Jalen Hurts had a 2-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown. Then you have Jalen Hurts do a pass to Quez Watkins and then had a successful 2-point conversion, making it 22-28. However, that was the last time anybody saw the end zone. So Tampa Bay was able to squeeze out this victory 28-22. Now we're going to talk about We're gonna switch things up. We're gonna talk about this wild, wacky, inflatable tube game, the Vikings and the Panthers. It's wild, wild, wacky, inflatable arm tube, man. Because Kirk Cousins threw for 373 yards, had completed 33 out of 48 attempts, and had three touchdowns. Kirk Cousins looking like a ball shot call out here. What? Yes, he did. Sam Darnold, it's starting to unravel. You're starting to see what was going on with the Jets. You're starting to notice why the Jets felt the way they did about Sam Darnold. Because Sam Darnold, yes, he threw for 207 passes. He only completed 17 out of 41 attempts. Had one touchdown, one interception. Let's continue with our rusher. We have Chuba Hubbard. This is a cool name. His name's fun. He had 16 carries for 61 yards and one touchdown. While Dalvin Cook had 29 carries, for 140 yards and one touchdown. Adam Thielen had 11 receptions for 126 yards and one touchdown. While DJ Moore had 5 receptions for 73 yards. This game was very, very wacky to me. And only because I'm not gonna lie, I thought the Panthers had this. Like, because I honestly don't believe in the Vikings at all. Not with Kirk Cousins behind as quarterback. Mm-mm. This, no. But, you know, the Vikings told me to shut up and sit down because they said they won the game. So they won the game. However, this game was, again, like I said, wacky. Because the first half of the game was very lackadaisical. Not good football. Great defense. Honestly, not good football. Not good offense. Great defense. The second half of the game was wild. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Again, if you're somebody starting your own podcast, you don't know where to turn, how to make it happen, what you got to do is download Anchor. Anchor is an app that you can make your podcast, edit your podcast, add effects, make it pop in, and drop it to a variety of different platforms all on one app for free. Anchor is one of the best apps that you can use to create your podcast and spread it out to the world so your podcast dreams can be no longer a dream but a reality. And all you gotta do to do this is to sign up with Anchor and make your own page and start recording your podcast. It's that easy. So if you want to make your podcast dreams a reality, make sure you all go over to Anchor and download the app or go on their website and just start making that dream come true. Sorry about the abrupt cut off of while we're talking about the Vikings game, but your girl, that's how I tell y'all, stay busy. Calls coming in left and right, taking care of business like she do all the time. So let's get to it. So the first people put points on the board were the Vikings, where the Vikings had their Greg Joseph 25-yard field goal, putting the Vikings up 3-2-0 with 11 minutes and 52-second mark. Then Chuba Hubbard had a 2-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown, followed by Zane Gonzalez's extra point kick being good, making it 7-2-3. Greg Joseph kicked 25-yard field goal at the last 2 minutes and 57 seconds mark, which was good, making it 6-2-7. Going into the second quarter, Chris Herndon caught a 2-yard pass from Kirk Cousins, which resulted in a touchdown. Then the Vikings decided to go for the 2-point conversion, where Dalvin Cook ran it in for the 2-point conversion, making it 12-7. Zane Gonzalez kicked a 47-yard field goal, making it 10-12. So that's how we went into halftime with a Vikings lead. Coming to the third quarter, Kenny Robinson, he had a 4-yard return from a blocked punt, which is again dopeness by the Panthers. I told you the defense did their thing. And, well, at this case, special teams did their thing. And that turned into a 7-point lead because Zane Gonzalez kicked the extra point, making it 17-12. Then Dalvin Cook had a 16-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown for the Vikings. However, the 2-point conversion was not successful, making it 18-17. Adam Thielen had caught a 5-yard pass from Kirk Cousins, which resulted in a touchdown, where Greg Joseph kicked extra point, making it 25-17. Now, this is when things get kind of funkadelic here, because in the fourth quarter, Greg Joseph kicked a 38-yard field goal, making it 28-17. Then Zane Gonzalez kicked a 23-yard field goal, making it 20-28. Well, by the way, that was when 4 minutes and 41 seconds left on the clock. The Panthers defense handled business because then the Panthers offense was able to do this. With 42 seconds on the clock, Robbie Anderson caught a 7-yard pass from Sam Darnold, which resulted in a touchdown. They had to go for the 2-point conversion to tie the game up. Sam Darnold threw a pass to Tommy Treble, which resulted in the positive 2-point conversion, making it 28-28. So we're going into overtime, people. However, the Vikings were able to capitalize overtime because KJ Osborne caught a 27-yard pass from Kirk Cousins, scoring a touchdown, making it 34-28 Minnesota. Great game. Great game. Now, I'm going to go to the Browns game, the Cardinals game, because if you guys have been watching the Cardinals, they are our last undefeated team. Yes, they are. Cardinals are 6-0, and they showed why this past weekend. So Kyle Murray, he threw for 229 yards. He completed 20 out of 30 of his attempts and had 4 touchdowns. Baker Mayfield threw for 234 yards, completed 19 out of 20 of his attempts, had 2 touchdowns and 1 interception. Kareem Hunt had 14 carries for 66 yards, while James Conner had 16 carries for 71 yards. A.J. Green had 5 receptions for 74 yards and 1 touchdown, while Jonathan Peoples-Jones, I love that name, he had 4 receptions for 101 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, if you were watching this game, you were probably like, okay, we got ourselves a ball game by the end of the second half. And then the third and fourth quarter, I don't know what happened in Cleveland. I don't know what was going on with the Browns, because there was nothing going on with the Browns, okay, at that point. So we'll kick it off. The first quarter, Christian Kirk caught a 21-yard pass from Kyle Murray, and followed by Matt Prater, extra point kick, making it 7-0. That was the last time anybody touched the end zone in the first quarter. However, in the second quarter, things get a little bit more funkadelic, because then DeAndre Hopkins caught a 13-yard pass from Kyle Murray, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Matt Prater kicked extra point, making it 14-0. So at this point, the Browns have not touched the end zone yet. And then at the 13-minute mark, we have Matt Prater kicking a 36-yard field goal, making it 17-0. Ooh. Then Matt Prater kicked a 51-yard field goal with 9 minutes and 24 seconds on the left in the half, making it 20-0. If you're in Cleveland, you're putting down that beer, because you're like, what am I watching? What is happening? Where is our amazing Browns defense? Our offense? What's going on? What? Because nothing's happening yet. However, with 5 minutes and 6 seconds on the clock, Donovan Peoples-Jones catches an 11-yard pass from Baker Mayfield, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Chase McLaughlin kicks the extra point, making it 7-20. Then Matt Prater. If you had Matt Prater as your kicker, you got some points this past week in fantasy. Yes, I know you did. Because then you get a 33-yard field goal, making it 23-7. At the end, literally like time expiring, Donovan Peoples-Jones catches a 57-yard pass from Baker Mayfield, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Chase McLaughlin kicked extra point, making it 14-23. So the Browns got back in the game. We're going into halftime kind of pumped because the Browns have nothing but time to bring the game back. But we also know that the Cardinals are nothing to sneeze about because they always have something cooking up in their sleeves. So we come back out. Nothing would be able to be done offensively for both teams until the 2 minutes and 56 second mark for the Cardinals, where DeAndre Hopkins catches a 9-yard pass from Kyle Murray, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Matt Prater kicked the extra point, making 30-14. Still time for some, you know, we all know some type of crazy miracle to happen. No, because AJ Green catches a 14-yard pass from Kyle Murray, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Matt Prater kicked the extra point, making it 37-14. And that's the conclusion of that game. Baker Mayfield will not be playing this weekend with the Browns game coming up, which will be the Browns versus the Broncos. Actually, not this weekend. After y'all listen to this, it'll be Thursday night football game. So we'll see. That might be a boring game if both teams don't got that quarterback. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. So let's get to our next game. So we're going to talk about my game of the week. I'm going to leave for the end, as I always do. But we are going to backpedal to the Ravens and Chargers game. I only want to talk about the Ravens and Chargers game for one reason, and his name is Lamar Jackson. I was sick and tired of people telling me this young man was not going to be good. This young man should be a wide receiver. This young man should be a running back, because it's not true. He can lead too. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So yes, he did not have the best of games with interceptions. However, he is leading that team to victory, and him, Mark Andrews, is a vibe. That's an automatic right there. So let's get to it. Lamar Jackson, he threw for 167 yards, completed 19 of 27 of the attempts, had one touchdown and two interceptions. While we have Devontae Freeman, had 9 carries for 53 yards and one touchdown. Mark Andrews led in receiving yards with 5 receptions for 68 yards and one touchdown. Justin Herbert threw for 195 yards, completed 22 out of 39 attempts, had one touchdown, one interception. He also led in rushing with 2 carries for 12 yards. And if you guys have him on fantasy, this is always your guy. Keenan Allen with 5 receptions for 50 yards. This was a game that I was very, very excited about, everybody, because I like Justin Herbert. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's doing really well with the Chargers. I had a lot going on with the Chargers. I was very excited to see Justin Herbert take on Deshaun Watson, and also it be in Baltimore. Deshaun's home right now. I can't wait. I was very excited. This game was nothing how I expected it to be. Nothing. I thought this game was going to be way more competitive, and it was not. The Ravens, when I mean dominated, they dominated. I just want to talk about this game because I love Lamar Jackson. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of him. I'm a fan of anybody that's being told they can't do something. You prove that you can and do it well. I love it, love it, love it. So let's get to it. Latavius Murray had a 14-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Justin Tucker kicked extra point, making it 7-0 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Le'Veon Bell had a 2-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown. Justin Tucker kicked extra point, making it 14-0. Then Justin Tucker kicked a 52-yard field goal, which made it 17-0. Jared Cook had a 1-yard pass from Justin Herbert. This is the one and only time that the Chargers even touched the end zone. which resulted in a touchdown. However, Tristan, the kick was not good, which made it 6-17. When I tell you guys, the Ravens shut down the Chargers this whole game, because coming back from halftime, things didn't get any better. Because Mark Andrews caught a 9-yard pass from Lamar Jackson, which resulted in a touchdown. And you know, Justin Tucker kicked extra point, making it 24-6. Then Justin Tucker kicked a 39-yard field goal, making it 27-6. And the last time anybody needed to even touch the end zone was in the fourth quarter when Devontae Freeman had a 9-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown. And then Justin Tucker kicked the extra point, making it 34-6. That was the end of the game. The Ravens just completely destroyed the Chargers in this game. But again, I like how the Chargers are playing. I like how they're moving. So I just was really shocked by that game. That game shocked me. And I'm going to talk to you guys about, because this was hard for me to pick Nora's game of the week, because I'm not a Cowboys fan at all. However, I respect them a lot for how they played against the Patriots. So, Nora's game of the week, which you probably never ever hear again, is a Dallas versus the Patriots game. This game was crazy. Just absolutely crazy. I can't even hate. It's just nothing but, it was just a good game. Good game. So let's start to it. Dak Prescott. Whew. When I tell you, you get injured and come back and be a whole new person, was a person, is Dak Prescott. Because Dak Prescott handles the business, y'all. He threw for 445 yards, completed 36 out of 51 of his attempts, and had three touchdowns and one interception. Ezekiel Elliott led in rushing with 17 carries for 69 yards. CeeDee Lamb led with receiving yards for 9 receptions for 149 yards and two touchdowns. Mac Jones, man, threw for 229 yards, completed 15 out of 21 attempts, had two touchdowns and one interception. Damian Harris had 18 carries for 101 yards and one touchdown, while Kendrick Bourne had one reception for 75 yards and one touchdown. I like me a good comeback game, guys. That's the thing I like. This game had a lot of those moments. Which is why I had to make it my game of the week, because, whew, this was crazy. So, a lot of lead changes. I'll put it that way. A lot of lead changes here. Damian Harris kicks off, putting off some points on the board with a 4-yard run, which resulted in a touchdown that Nick Folk ended up kicking the extra point, making it 7-0. Blake Jarwin had caught a 1-yard pass from Dak Prescott, which resulted in a touchdown, making it, and Greg Zuerlein kicked the extra point, making it 7-7. Hunter Henry caught a 20-yard pass from Mac Jones, which resulted in a touchdown, where Nick Folk kicked the point, making it 14-7. So in the second quarter, now we got Dallas making the comeback, where Greg Zuerlein kicked a 30-yard field goal, making it 10-14. So yeah, guys, we're still, you know, so right now, still in the New England lead. And then in the third quarter, CeeDee Lamb had caught a 1-yard pass from Dak Prescott, which resulted in a touchdown, where Greg Zuerlein kicked extra point, making it 17-14. This is our now new lead change. The Dallas has finally taken over the field. Then going to our fourth quarter, Greg Zuerlein kicked a 45-yard field goal, making it 20-14. Then I'm gonna say Ramdre Stevenson. I'm gonna go with that. Had a 1 yard run, which resulted in a touchdown. Then Nick Folk hit their support, making it 21-20. Whew. Trevor Diggs is able to capitalize off a 42-yard interception, which went back from to turn into a pick six, which made it 26-21. Then the Cowboys went for the two-point conversion, which was unfortunately successful, making it 26-21. Kendrick Boone caught a 75-yard pass from Mac Jones, which resulted in a touchdown. So what happened next was Mac Jones threw the pass to Jacoby Myers for a successful two-point conversion, making it 29-26. Now the game's getting a little antsy. That was at 2 minutes, 11 seconds left. With 20 seconds on the clock, Greg Zuerlein get the 49-yard field goal, making it 29-29. So we're going to overtime. With 3 minutes and 52 seconds left on the clock, CeeDee Lamb catches a 35-yard pass from Dak Prescott, which resulted in a touchdown, which is how the Cowboys beat the Patriots 35-29. Shout out to those Cowboys, because Dak was spectacular. Dak was spectacular. The team was spectacular. CeeDee Lamb was spectacular. It was just, this was a great game. Shout out to Mac Jones for leading the Patriots into this game, because he did his thing as well. Great, great football game here. So guys, that is the end of this episode for week seven of NFL. You guys will have the Broncos versus the Browns tonight at 8:20. And you guys know you catch it on Fox for NFL Network. On Sunday for our 1 o'clock games, you can catch Washington versus the Packers, Chiefs versus Titans, Falcons versus Dolphins, Jets versus Patriots, Panthers versus Giants, Bengals versus Ravens. Our 4:05 games start with the Eagles versus the Raiders, Lions versus the Rams. Our America's games are Texans versus Cardinals, Bears versus the Buccaneers. Sunday night football goes to the Colts versus the 49ers. And Monday night football will be the Saints versus the Seahawks. So that is what we got going on here, y'all. And to end this episode out, don't forget that Nora Tish is still having her Halloween / costume contest. And to enter this contest, all you have to do is take a picture of you in your costume by October 31st. Tag me, Nora Tish, which is NORA_NATISH. And use the hashtag Nora's costume contest so that I can find your costume. Okay. And then I enter you in to win the $75 cash prize. So if you guys are ready to finally dethrone Tanisha Johnson, who just comes every year with those costumes, and you want to win some money by just dressing up, you're going to want to just send that picture in and tag me, Nora Natish, which is Nora, N-O-R-A, underscore Natish, N-A-T-I-S-H. That's my social media handle. And use the hashtag Nora's Halloween contest to enter in for the cash prize. So until next time, everybody, you guys take care. Again, the NFL Digest, just like everything else under Nora Tish, is brought to you by hashtag wear a mask. So we are still fighting this global pandemic. And I just want you guys to be safe out there and keep protecting yourselves, which means you must wear your mask, which is from nose to chin, not nose to lip, or chin to mouth and chin. So just continue to wear your mask. Continue to be safe out there. And continue to be blessed. Have a good day. Bye.